April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. I'm Stan Wright, your host. Today, we'll hear poetry by Beverly Mathern. Mathern is a published poet in English, French, and French-based dialects, and is professor of English at Northern Michigan University.
It's springtime, so I thought I would start with a spring poem. And what I'm going to do altogether is read 7 very short poems to prove this: small poems pack power. So here we go with spring. I hear you hissing in the distance. Soon you'll come round the bend, roaring and drifting. Pound on me, sun-frothed spring. I am smooth, creek bed rock. Kentucky Fried. Thigh, breast, and wing, super crispy in your white box. You gave your life for me. No amount of coleslaw, creamed potatoes, or gravy will ever appease my guilt. My hurt, my mother's, and her mother's before. Biting flesh under nails, swallowing lumps of palm, ripping the knuckles clean, cursing and snarling and hissing. It took a long time before I realized I'd been gnawing my own hand. Marie's Mama. It makes reference to one of those composition dolls, the kind of dolls we used to play with when I was a little girl. Marie's Mama. We talked in that careful way we always did, when we finished the rosary during a hurricane, or when my sister had convulsions. Marie's Mama was sweating. She vomited blood the color of leeches. She was my Christmas doll, her face cracked in 100 places from winter. When I grew wings. When I grew wings, I flew off the porch, over the pecan tree, into the New Orleans sky. My gown billowed in the Gulf breeze, my wings sliced the sun. You stood on the porch, raised your rifle, took aim, and shot. Tuttle Creek, and it's a real place. It's a reservoir in Manhattan, Kansas. The barbecue pit sizzled. The lovers sizzled in the grass on the hill at Tuttle. All they could see were wild wheat spears, golden on the downstage of a blue Kansas sky. What did they know of clouds gathering in the wings, of darkness that bursts and covers the earth with silence? I thought I would end with something hopeful. It's called Holy Cross Cemetery and comes out of an experience snowshoeing one spring in the cemetery and encountering a white doe, and also refers to a story friends of mine had told me about their son who had gone traveling in Europe and never came back. They know nothing about where he is or what happened to him, and they fear the worst. So this is called In Holy Cross Cemetery. The other interesting thing I think about the poem, about my own poem, is that it is the number of syllables per line take the Fibonacci sequence of numbers. So this is called a double Fibonacci. What that means is in the first line, there's only one syllable. In the second line, there's one syllable. In the third line, there are two syllables because 1 + 1 = 2. And then in the fourth line, there are 3 syllables because 2 + 1 = 3, etc., etc., until 13 and then down again. So it's up to 13 and down again to 1, and technically 0, because the sequence really starts at 0. That being the case, there's no first line and no last line. Holy Cross Cemetery. In the evening at Holy Cross Cemetery, she stops dead in her tracks. From snow sameness emerges a white doe, rare as unicorn in a southern French cloister. Bare maples send out sap. Her lost son finds his way home. Thank you.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production produced at the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm your producer and host, Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.